Well, now it's time for Flower Communion. And I am a huge Flower Communion fan. I did my master's thesis in Divinity School on Flower Communion, so it's like I'm all over it. So I don't have to stand up there and read a manuscript. I have one 3x5 card. It has four lines written on it to tell you this story that has to be told every year. We have to tell this story every year, and it has to be a part of our minds and our souls and our hearts, because it's so important to our Unitarian Universalist faith. Some ceremonies we do come from other faiths, but Flower Communion is ours. It comes from our unique history and our unique faith. And if you understand Flower Communion, then you get what it means to understand Unitarian Universalism. Once upon a time, this is a true story, the Reverend Norbert Chopek. He was the minister in our Unitarian Church in Prague in 1923. Prague in 1923 was not a happy place. They'd just come through World War I. Everybody was poor. There wasn't enough food. The society was crumbling. The leadership was arguing. It was a bad place. And Reverend Chopek wanted to have something he could do to bring the people together. He loved to write poems and readings and songs for worship. And he knew people needed a ceremony to heal them. And it couldn't be just like the ceremonies of the Catholic Church, because people were unhappy with the way the Catholic Church had taken sides in the last war. So he needed something that would be a new ceremony just coming out of his Unitarian Church. And it was spring, so he said, aha, I know what we'll do. Everybody was asked to bring a flower to church with them that one special day. And the ladies out in the front took the flowers and made beautiful mixed bouquets with them. And then the children brought the flowers in, and people sang some special songs and did some special prayers over the flowers. And then everybody was asked to come forward and take a flower different from the one they brought. So everybody brought some flower to the bouquet and took away a different flower. And that ceremony became so important and so healing in that community that it became a tradition. And indeed, his wife, the Reverend Mata Chapek, brought that ceremony to the United States in the 1940s so it could be done in Unitarian churches all over our country here. The sad part of the story is that Reverend Chapek, Norbert Chapek, he was working hard to bring peace and love to his community, and the Nazis who were coming into Prague at that time didn't appreciate it. And he was actually working in the underground to try to keep the Nazis from coming to power. But they decided he was, this is a quote from the court papers, too dangerous to the Reich to be allowed to live. So they took him to the concentration camp, and he died there. But Norbert Chopek was a hero in that not only did he face this with dignity, but he continued to write letters of inspiration and hope to his congregation until the day he died. So we do this ceremony today not only to learn what's important about how we all bring something and we all take something in return, but to remember the strength and sacrifice of our great leaders like Reverend Chopek.